The Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day comes from Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priest and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. It's very clear in the first few verses of our Gospel from Matthew chapter 20 that Jesus recognizes that the cross is part and parcel of his mission. When he speaks about it, he is not fearful of it. In fact, one could say that he embraces it. And he tries, as best he can, to impress that same understanding with the sons of Zebedee, whose mother, of course, comes and asks for a gift for her sons. And the chalice, of course, is representative of all that the apostles will experience in imitation of Christ. In our own lives, we recognize that there will always be crosses. How we embrace those crosses, though, very much determine how well we conform our lives to Christ. We can become angry, we can become despondent and despairing, or we can understand that the difficulties that come our way, regardless of what they are, if they are embraced with faith and with understanding that they are gifts from God, then that makes all the difference in the world. It transforms the way we look at things. And as Christians, that's part of our task, to look at the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We can never escape the cross. It doesn't mean that we necessarily have to go out and find one, because the cross will always find us. And that's what we need to remember. Again, it's how we embrace the difficulties that come, knowing that when we do so, we are imitating Christ, and Christ will be our strength.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day with Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville on Carolina Catholic Radio, AM 1270 Charlotte, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.